Samit. Samit Rabbi Chama Bar Yosef, Samit Rabbi Yosha, Samit Kra, both it says in Zvarim, Yifle min Chodover le Mishpat, if you have to take something from Mishpat, Ben Dam le Dam, Ben Dam Tor le Dam Tomit. So Rashi is bringing this all Gemara, but the Gemara is saying two things. First of all, there are five Damim which are Tameim. Actually, it's really four. Four that are red, and one which is black, which is really a red, which was rotted. As the dam, after the dam came out of the goof, it turns black. So those are the five Damim which are Tameim. And we know that there are blood or dam which is Tahor. How do we know that? Because you see that the Post itself tells us that if you have a Shiloh, Ben Dam Le Dam, so we'll go to the Beit HaMikdash and we'll go to the Sanhedrin and they'll pass on the Shiloh, which is Dam Tor and which is Dam Tomei. This is very important to, that we realize this when we'll see how all this develops into Halakha L'maaseh. Then Rashi continues, the Nidosa. What does the word Nida mean? What does Nidosa mean? It means a pasuk in Iyus. Umitevel Yeniduhu. From the world he is separated. That Aisha, who is a Nida means she has to be separated. She's separated, she can't touch any human. But whatever she touches becomes Tomei. Then one more thing, Tia ben Nidosa, Afilu Arasa L'Ariya Rishonis. This is a very important Sifri. The Sifri says here that Anida becomes a Nida for 7 days, even if she sees Ra'iya Rishonis, meaning whether she sees Dam for 1 minute, or whether she sits down for the whole entire 7 days, she's the mayor for 7 days. That's the thing of Anida. Anida is the mayor for 7 days, whether she sees a minute, or whether she sees an entire 7 days. So far we have the partial Anida and the Torah. So again, Anida is Aisha, who sees one of these dam, which is of a color, which is Tomei. That dam, which is of a color, which is Tomei, is always red. There are also reds, which are Tohar, Israel Sakosov, and Aisha, who sees any of these things, who flows from her uterus, becomes a Nida, and she becomes a Nida for 7 days. It makes no difference if she flows for 1 minute, or if she flows for the entire 7 days. At the end of the 7 days, if she stops flowing, so then she can go ahead and go to Mikvah, and she becomes the Nida. So whether she flows exact a whole entire 7 days, or only 1 day, or only 2 days, or 3 days, or 4 days, she requires 7 days to become tough. Everybody understands this? That's the partial of Nida in the Torah. Yeah.
7 days from the first blood, not the end.
From the first blood.
Not from when the blood flows.
Right, again, if she sees blood on Sunday, she's a Nida until Motzei Shabbos. If her flow stops, then she can go to Mitzvah Motzei Shabbos. Right, so Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. Yeah. And that doesn't make a difference if she flows the whole entire 7 days or only the first one of the 7 days. Then it's a part in the Torah a little bit weiter. The Torah continues. Same pair, Pasuk Kof Hei. V'isha ki yizo zod domo yomim rabim. A woman who continues her flow many days. The Lord is also not at the time that she becomes a Nida. Or if she sees her family daughter, or if she flows over her Nida. So as long as she's flowing, all those days of flowing, she has the same type of tumor as a Nida has. We'll skip the next two psukim. You'll take a look at them at your own time. It just says that she's the mayor just like a Nida. Then passes her head. Then Torah Mizoiva. If she stops flowing, then Sofer Lo Shivas Yomim Ve'achatito. If she stops flowing down, then she has to count 7 days. And then she becomes, she can go ahead and go to the mikveh. The Sifri says Ve'achatito means Achar Maishitito, which is a Maishitito Tzvila. That's the only way we know that there's such a thing as Tzvila by a Nida, by a Zav. The Torah doesn't explicitly say it. We learn it from the Achar Titor. Now let's see the Rashi. Rashi is Yomim Rabim. What does it mean? The Isha ki Yisra Zav Dama Yomim Rabim. She continues to flow many days. So many days, Ishloisha Yomim. I'll explain what all this means. Beloit Nidosa. Acha she yotzu shiva zimei nidoshim. So Rashi says that she's going to flow for 3 days after she goes out of the Yemei of Nidus. So again, the Yemei of Nidus is those 7 days. She started flowing. 7 days she's a Nida. Now, for some reason, she continues to flow. In our case, she started on Sunday. The Yemei Nidus ends Motzei Shabbos. And then she continues flowing Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. That's what Rashi is saying. Below Eis Nidosa, it's not at a time when she's still a Nida. Oy ki sizoy es shloishes hayomim halalu. Oy, she'll see these 3 days. Al Nidosa. So Rashi muflak men Nidosa yoy mechot. In other words, she stops seeing Motzei Shabbos, right? And then she goes ahead. Sunday she doesn't see anything. And Monday she starts again and she sees 3 days. Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. Zuhi Zova. That's what's called a Zova in the Torah. Umishpata Choros Miparsha Su. And the din of a Zova is the Purish in this Parsha. Veloi Ketas Anida. And she doesn't have the same din as Anida. A Zova and Anida are two separate things. Shezuti Una Sriya Shivas Nikiyim. The Korban. A Zova requires Shivas Nikiyim and a Korban. The Anida Ena Tuna Sriya Shivas Nikiyim. And Anida doesn't require Shivas Nikiyim. Eloshivas Yom Tia Ben Idosva Ben Roy Ben Shaina Roy. Aisha who's a Nida requires 7 days of Nidas, whether she sees Dharma, whether she doesn't see Dharma, whether she saw for 1 minute or a whole entire 7 days. She's a Nida for 7 days. Mashenke Nazova requires Shiva Nakim. The Dosh Rabba Sengu Le Parsha Zu, Echad Oso Yoim, Yesh Ben Soid Nida Le Tchilas Nida. And Chazal told us that there's 11 days between the beginning of Nida to the beginning of the next Nida. So when Aisha sees Dharma, first day, so from day 1 to day, through day 7, it's Nida. From day 8 to day 18 is days of Zav. She calls Shloisha Ritzuf and Shetira Be'echad also Yom Halolu, day Zav. So Rashi says, as long as she sees 3 days consecutively in those 11 days, so then that's what's called a Zav. So now we have a din of Nida and a din of Zav. Then in the sheets here, there's a Gemara here. How do we know these 11 days? So we'll take a portion like that. We have the sheet and the Gemara, but we have also halacha l'moshe misinai. So it's halacha l'moshe misinai. It's a lot less complicated than that whole limud and that whole amud Gemara, which is extremely complicated. For our purposes, we go to Rabbi Eliezer. The halacha l'moshe misinai. The halacha l'moshe misinai is that Anita is Anita for 7 days. The next 11 days she could be a Zava. The next 7 days she could be Anita. And it's a big machloikas we've shown him how those 7-11 work. The Rambam Shita, in learning, is a lot simpler to learn. Because he says, the first time she ever sees Dham in her life, so she becomes a Nida for the first 7 days. The next 11 days, she sees Dham, 3 days in a row, she's a Zava Gedoyla, she requires Shiva Nakim. The next 7 days, Nida, next 11, Zava, next 7, Nida, next 11, Zava, and so on. So that by most notion, by all our notion, the cheshbon is totally done. There's no way we can make the cheshbon, so we never know when Isha is a Nida or a Zava. Most Rishonim don't agree. Most Rishonim hold, and this is how we pass in the Shulchan Aruch, that 7 days she's a Nida, and then the next 11 days, if she sees 3 days in a row, she becomes a Zava, but she doesn't go back to become a Nida until she's metai herself from being a Zava. In other words, she sees for 7 days, she becomes a Nida. Then she continues for 3 days after that, she becomes a Zova Gdoli. She needs Shiva Nakim. Until she has Shiva Nakim, she cannot start again being a Nida. So that if she continues seeing Dham for many days after that, and then she'll first have Shiva Nakim after that, so that'll come out on day 28, which according to the Rambam is already in the Cheshbon of I mean, 24, which is already in the cheshbon of Yemei Nida, according to all the other Rishonim, she's still a Zava. And the same thing the other way. She cannot become a Zava unless she first becomes a Nida. And that's the way we pass on after the Shach says the halacha is. Now, there's also been Zava Tana, that this is she sees on the Yemei Ziva, rather than 3 days, she only sees 1 day, so then she requires 1 clean day. 2 days, she requires 1 clean day. 3 days in a row, she requires Shiva Nakim. What does that have to do with us? So with us, what it has to do is that our notion are not considered Nidas, are considered Zavas. Because we have lost the Cheshbon Almost our notion couldn't possibly keep a cheshbon, so it has developed in halacha that our notion are considered zot. How did that develop? I think it's important for us to know how that development happened. So the Gemara says, if you turn the page, there's a Gemara there. Oh, before we get to the Gemara, by the way, why did you Nogeya ask the fact that Aisha is Temeim? We're all Temeim. We're all Tomei Meis. So what difference does it make? So it makes because of the Parshin Kedoshim Vayikra Perek Chav Pasuk Yud Ches, the Isha Sheishka Vetisha Dova, if a man will have relations with a woman who's a Nida, the Gila Servotet Mekara Heora, and she had flowed down, the Igiltet Mekara Dameha, the Nichrasu Shneem Mikarev Amun Dechayev Koris. So since it's a Nisa Koris, to have relations with a Nida, that's what makes a difference to us. Otherwise, as far as the Tumah, it wouldn't make a difference to us in the world to Meimei. Now, it's more said, in Nida the Sam Mekrof Omer Alim. Omer Av Yosef. Omer Av Yehuda Omer Rav. Hiskin Rebbe the Sodas. Rebbe was mistaken in Sodas. So Rashi says, Sodas is a place where there are no B'nai Toyu. There's not only the Chachom in there. Rosa Yom Echad, if she sees one day, Hei Shishisha Behu, she has to sit one day plus six. Shnayim, she sits down for 2 days. Teisha Shisha Vahein, she has to sit 2 plus 6. Shloisha, Teisha Shiva Nekim. Then she has to sit 7 Nekim. We're going to explain this according to the Ran, the Riz, the Rav HaMagid. You have it all in here. You have the Bet Yosef. I'll speak it outside. We won't go in. I won't learn it inside. But if you want to, you can take a look at it. What happened, the problem that Rebbe had was as follows. Now we mentioned this dam which is tar, right, the Chamisha Domin, and this dam which is tar, the Chamisha Domin, but there is dam which is tar, right? Now what happens if a woman is out in the Sodom, where there is no rough to ask any shayi, and she sees dam? Now this is at the time of the Tanoim. What does she do? So she looks at the dam and she doesn't know. Is it tall or is it tall? What's an Erlich Chayid in the do? She doesn't know. She goes to the Chumrah. So she's metam in the dam. What's the din of Aisha who sees dam for the first time? She's a Nida. What is it saying in the Torah? A Nida for 7 days. Good. So Aisha sees dam on Sunday. She's an Erlich Chayid in the, she's metam in herself. She's a Nida for 7 days. Then she sees dam on Monday again. And on Tuesday, and on Wednesday, and on Thursday, and on Friday. Right? And on Shabbos she stops, so she goes to the mikveh Motzei Shabbos. But what could have happened is that the dam which she saw Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday was really dam tor. Now she was machmen, so she didn't know. But really the dam was dam tor. Yeah? Now what happens, the dam that she sees on Friday, that's really dam tomei. Yeah? So now she's going to the mikveh Motzei Shabbos, that's shiloh kedin, she's still a nida. Now she's stuck because she can't ask a shayla. So she doesn't know if it's dam tahor or dam tomet. So what is her solution? So all these Rishonim learn, which is not like Rashi and the Da, but all the Rishonim learn that her solution is to wait 6 clean days. Because if she waits 6 clean days, then she's perfectly safe. Why? Because let's say that she actual dam that was tomet was first on Shabbos. So then Shabbos is one day. An additional 6 days will certainly make her always Nida. So she requires a minimum of 6 days, plus whatever day she saw down. That's if she sits down for 1 day. She sits down for 2 days, so she needs 2 plus an additional 6. But then the Gemara says something else. Shloisha, if she sits 3 days, Teisha Shiva Nekim, then she has to sit 7 clean days. Why is that? Because Rabbi was mistaken in the Sodas with his Nosta Midas HaKomen that she should make herself, if she sees 3 days in a row, so she shouldn't have to keep a cheshbon of Zava, neither consider herself a Zava, and then she needs Shiva Nekim. So that was the first Gezeiros Chazal that we found historically in the Gemara that comes close to what we do today. So it was Rabbi Sakona, and the reason I'm stressing this point, because Rachmanu Litzlan, there were people that made a mistake. They thought they were big chachamim, and they thought that this whole gezeira of Zava, of Shiva Nekiyim, was a gezeira because we can't keep a cheshbon. And then they saw that the Shach says that we're passing like most Rishonim, that the seven of Yemei Nida don't start until Shiva Nikiyim of Yemei Ziva, and the Yemei Ziva can't possibly start until she first becomes a Nida. So that you know that if a woman hasn't seen for a month and then she starts to sit down, according to most Rishonim, she's a Nida, she's not a Zova. So they made a Cheshbon, if she's a Nida, then she doesn't require me to write to Shiva Nikiyim. So Rahman and Islam, they said, you know what we'll do? We are not going to wait too much for us to keep the Rabbanim. So we're only going to keep the Rishis. So we'll wait 7 days and we'll go to Mikveh. As long as we can keep that Cheshbon. There was a whole group of women that did that. It's a Maisha Shehoi. But they didn't have the Cheshbon that six Nikiyim you got to have. The six Nikiyim you have to have the Rishis. The Sophic Rishis. That's not a Gezeres Chazal. If you don't know which is Dam Tomek and which is Dam Tor, then Shisha Nikiyim they call a focus in me. So all you could really say is the one day of the Shiva Nikiyim. Alright, anyhow. So that's the Cheshbon. So the Cheshbon was, that's where Rebbe was Messiah. Then the Gemara goes by. By the way, we have no idea what's Dam Tor and what's Dam Tomek. The Gemara says that Rav Zeira blamed it on Avir the Bavel. And when he had to get above, go with Bavel, he lost that certain chokhmah of telling which is Dam Tor and which is Dam Tomer. Rav Zeira was the one that fasted Mea Tanasin when he came back to Eretz Yisrael to forget Torah's Bavel. So anyhow, so Bavel, he says, the Avir of the Bavel was Goyrim, that he lost that idea of what's Dam Tor and what's Dam Tomer. The Gemara says, other Amorim lost the idea. But at the time of Rebbe, they still had the idea, but in the Tzolos, they didn't have it, so he made up the cut. Then the Gemara goes by, Omer Rav Zeira. Benoit Yisrael echmiro latzman. The Benoit Yisrael were machmir on themselves. Shafilo roi tipas dam kechardo. Even if they see one drop of dam, the size of a chardo, a mustard seed. Yoshva soleo shiva nekim. They sit on that dam for shiva nekim. Anything that a player said over is halacha on the mice. There's no machloikes, that's the halacha. But if Aisha sees a filo tipas dam kechardo, so she has to sit on that tipas dam. Shiva Nikiyim. The Rishonim asks, why? You know, what kind of Gezeira is that? She can't possibly be a Zovah Gdoyle, she saw people Dam Kefargo. She has to see for 3 days in a row. So they said, a Staki Rabbi Zeira is Kiddush. But if she saw a big flow of Dam, then you have to be afraid that even though she saw it only one day, but it came out of her uterus over a 3 day period. But she saw only one people Dam, that's not possible. So then she only saw for 1 day. So she only saw for 1 day, so what kind of desire is that? Oh, Shiva's Yomim. So he's showing us a many tirutzim, a simple test for us to understand is that if she sees that people come to Chardom in the Shiva Nikiyim of Zovah Gdoyla, she requires an additional Shiva Nikiyim. So there is a possibility of requiring Shiva Nikiyim for a people come to Chardom. So that's the desire, the Zayr's desire, and that's what we hold today, that a people roi people come to Chardom, she has to wait Shiva Nikiyim. Yeah. Well, the notion when they cobble it on themselves. It wasn't Chazal that pushed it on them, but for the, they themselves decided to make the Cheshbon easier, not to have a Cheshbon between Nida and Zava, they would right away the extra day. So that's all they really, you know, the point that I want to stress is that Rav Zeira was only moistened 1 day of a Rebbe Sakon. This that the notion when they cobble on themselves was only 1 day. A lot of people think that on the Kabbalah on themselves is tremendous chumrah of Shiva Nikiyim. That's not so. They were only in the Kabbalah on themselves one additional day to the Shiva Nikiyim. Now, in the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah.
You have to wait 5 days plus 7?
Yeah, well, that we'll see. Let's see the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is in the Kufay Gimel. Isha, she also told me Mekor. A woman, the dam came out of a Mekor. Then the oinus, then the rotten, whether she did it purposely, she jumped around, whether it was caused by medicine, whatever caused it. Then the rotten, temeya, she's temeya. The who she targish be yeshiyot. Now she found herself with a big finish. That there has to be a hargosha. We'll soon see where we know that there has to be a feeling, she has to have felt the dam come out. Umiyo mi she targish bo she nekom im mekoim lo viyot. But once she feels that it came out of her mokot, out of the uterus, and it came out. Temeya, she is temeya nida, afa pishel yotzer lechutz. Even if the dam never came out of her goof to the world. The dam came from the uterus, into the Beis HaChitzen, which is what we call in biology the vagina. If it came from the uterus, from the Mekor, to the Beis HaChitzen, she's already Tameh, even though it never came out of the Beis HaChitzen to the outside world. How does she know about it? We'll see that sometimes the Hargosha itself is enough of a cause to let you know that such a thing happened, and which would make her into a nida. Ve'afilo eros lo tipas dam kechardo. I mean, if all she saw was a tipas dam kechardo, Yosef is all of Shiva Nekir. She has to sit on that dam 7 clean days. There are more. Kashe yizbar, the kamas in the kuf tzadik lo. Then there are more, an interesting chiddush. It's not a chiddush, it's a poshut thing, but all the afranim say that it wasn't so poshut. Then Chilo ben Tnuya le'netzua le'inyon isu nida. It makes no difference if she's married or she's not married as far as the isu nida is concerned. He goes, Abol ha'nida chayef kores. Because whoever has relations with the nida, whether she's married or not married, is chayef kores. The Rishonim say that that was not well known. They wanted to stress that point. Okay. So now, this tipas dam kechargol, by the way, the Rishach puts in, or tochus miken, that even less than a chargol is also to me a nida. As long as there was a hargosha, if she felt the dam coming out, so the tipas dam kechargol would make her into a nida. Now everybody knows there's another 5 days here that we haven't mentioned yet. Those 5 days have nothing to do with any of this halacha, so we'll leave it when we get to the Shimon HaKim. The 5 days have to do that we'll see from Tzukim that we learn out that Aisha and the Shimon HaKim can't have any sort of tumor, not even tumas keri. Tumas keri is when the semen of her husband comes out of her after Tashu Shamita, that's metame her tumas keri. That's not Nogeya as far as Tumah is concerned, because we don't care about Tumah. But it is Nogeya that in the Shiva's Nekim, we learn from the Pasuk Achas Itoher, that the Shiva's Nekim has to be Nekim from all Tumah that comes out of the goop. So therefore, if the Zera of her husband will come out at any time during the Shiva's Nekim, so that one day in which it comes out doesn't count. And in order to prevent that, we wait 5 days before we start the Shiva Nekim. But we'll see details about that, you know, on a different Shia. That's not for tonight. So we have this now, this Hargosha thing. Now, the next paragraph. It's like, Gemara, what is with this Hargosha? This Hargosha is very important because it takes a big chalik of Hilchos Nida. So far we have that Aisha sees the people's dam kechargol lepochus mikein, Rabbi Zeira made a Zeira, that she has to sit Shiva Nekim. Now, even though Rabbi Zeira doesn't say pochus mikein, even though not in the Gemara, Rosh people's dam kechargol. The Mishnah says pochus mikein is not talking about Rabbi Zeira's Gezeira, it's talking in general. That Aisha who sees a tipas dam kechargol or less than that becomes a nida. The Shach says, when the Shulchan Aruch says it by Rabbi Zeira, the Shach says the motto for that is not in the Mishnah, but for that is in the Rishonim. Shari Dura, so later on says that Rabbi Zeira was even possibly came over. Okay. Now, Omer Shmuel, tomorrow says, Botko karko oilam v'yoshva oleho. Aisha checked the ground that she was sitting, that she was going to sit on, and she sat on the ground. Umato dom aleho. She found a pool of dam on the ground. Tehoira, she's not a nida. Shenema, because it says in the pasuk we just learned, Bitsoro, achetargish bitsoro. She has to feel the dam coming out. So she sat on the ground, she checked the ground, we'll soon see what that has to do with anything. She didn't feel anything coming out, she sees a pool of dam, there was nothing on the ground before, it was perfectly clean. We know the dam came from her, it couldn't have come from any other place. But she came without any sort of harkosha, so the Gemara says that she is the hoyer. So then the Gemara goes, "Hi, but sorry, you need for something else." So we'll skip a couple of lines. But then the Gemara says that we learned in the Mishnah, "None. Haroi casts out the sorrow can make it based on two for tnei. If Aisha sees a stain anywhere in her flesh at a point where it has, could have come out." From her Beis HaChitzen, could have come out of her from that makom and fallen unto this place in her body. So then the din is Temeya. The Afogat the lawyer Gisha, so the Gemara says she's Temeya, even though she wasn't Margish anything. Amrav Yehman Bitifti, Moide Shmuel, she's Temeya Midrabanan. Shmuel is Moide, that a Tumas Kesem is Temeya Midrabanan. Here's Rashi, Dilma Argisha Velafadai. So she made a Hargosha and she wasn't paying attention. So we have like this. The din in the Torah is that she has to have a hargosha. And she has no hargosha, as far as the Torah is concerned, she's tahoyra. Chazal says, with the Rabbanon, she's tameya anyhow. Why? The Beira, according to Rashi, the Mohakish of Lafadat. She may have had this hargosha, but she wasn't paying any attention. So that's the din of Kesed. That's the din of Shomit. Now, Shulchan Aruch, it says, Kesen, Shenimsa, Tova, Sheino, Mekabel, Tumu. First thing, if you find a Kesen on something which is not Mekabel, Tumu. For example, the Karka Oilam in the case of Shmuel. She checked the Karka Oilam, now Shmuel says she's Tehoira. The Gemara never goes back from that she's not Tehoira. She stays Tehoira. Even with the Rabbana, she's Tehoira. Because if the Kesen comes on something which is not Mekabel, Tumu, something which is not Mekabel Tumah is not Mekabel Psalm. And she's perfect with the Torah, she's not Anida altogether. Not at all. And that's how Lofi Shulchan Aruch, and there's no machlokes about this. If Aisha will find Dan in a place without any Hargosha, in a place that's not Mekabel Tumah, she is the Torah. Like God through all of it, was not the day. Eitzat says the Shulchan Aruch, Vosko Karko Oilam, our Gemara, or Betakisa Sheinu Mekabel Tumah, or a type of Betakisa that's not Mekabel Tumah, or called Dava Sheinu Mekabel Tumah, or anything else that's not Mekabel Tumah, the Yoshva Olav, and she sits on this thing, Umotza Bakesen, and she finds a Kesen, Bechen Kesen, she needs a Beget Savua, or if she finds this Kesen on a Beget Savua, Tehoyer, she is Tehoyer. Another thing. So Chazal made a Gzeir of Psomim. So they didn't make it on something that's on Mekabel Tumah. Why not? Because if you remember, the whole meaning of Nida and Zava was also has to do with Tum. It's Metameh. Whatever she touches becomes Tum. A lot of the Gezeirot Chazal that they made, the Gemara says they wouldn't have made Ben Isha Lebaidah. They wouldn't have made many Gezeirot as far as the relationship between a husband and a wife is concerned. But when it, since it was it concerned Tyrus also, not to be Metameh Truma, not to be Metameh Chale, all these things. So they were married, they were machmir much more. So therefore they made a gzeirah psalm. If that which the kesem fell on was not the kabel tumah, then they were not goyse psalm. That's why something which is not the kabel tumah is not the kabel psalm. Very nogeya, because there are many things that are not the kabel tumah. Yeah. The toilet paper, the marshal, is not the kabel tumah. We'll talk about that later. But there are many things that are not Mekabel Tumah, and anything which a Kesem comes on it, which is not Mekabel Tumah, there was no Gezeira, and we certainly can't make a Gezeira, so it's not, it's Shitoi.
What about the
Sapphic
Yeraita?
What Sapphic Yeraita?
Of relations with a beer. With Anida.
What kind of Sapphic? She's Tahoy, she's not Anida.
If she had a Hargosha that she wasn't
paying attention. If she had a Hargosha, so then she's the mayor, but she didn't have Hargosha.
That she was paying attention.
Alright, so even now she's saying, according to Rashi, that the whole time for the Gezeir is the Mahagisha, the Lava Daita, the Sankhwat, the Sophic Deoraita. But we don't pass him like that. We pass him, there's no Sophic Deoraita. It has to be a positive Hargosha. She has to actually know that she has this Hargosha in order for it to be Deoraita. And it's a very specific Hargosha which we'll see soon what those Hargoshas are. Right now, Shulchan Aruch tells us another thing. That if she finds this Kesem on a Beged Tzavua, and a colored Beged, it's also Tzavua. Why? So Rashi says, because we can't tell when we look at a Beged Tzavua whether this is done or whether it's not done. Now, a lot of people question that, because many times you'll see on a Beged Tzavua done, and you can tell that it's done. Yeah? But they were never going there on such a thing. And the reason they were never going there on such a thing is because when they made their gezeirah, they knew what was done to her and what was done from it. You gotta remember that. So when they looked at Dan and a beggar Tavua, they couldn't tell. Even if they knew what's done to her and what's done from it, a beggar Tavua, they couldn't tell. So therefore, they made no gezeirah on a beggar Tavua. One eye by us really makes no difference. But if they didn't make a Gezeira, we certainly can't make a Gezeira. So if Aisha finds Dan without any Hargosha and a Beged Tzavua, so she's not a Nida, not even in the Rabban, not a Nida at all, because there's no Gezeira and a Beged Tzavua. Most points in hold that it makes no difference what color that Beged Tzavua is, as long as it's not white. Some Rabbani, Rabbi Moshe Beigel Moshe, very machmir in this, and he was metamik from him and a beggar tzavua. He was a light colored beggar, and he advised everybody to wear very dark the godim, so that not to have a problem of sun. If you take a look in the Ramah, Letika, Hilda Shoisha beat the Tzivainim for the Hasilim of sun. Therefore, a woman should always wear a beggar tzavua in order to save her from sun. So we have to also offer this Shulchan Aruch. Something which is on the Kabbal Tuma is on the Kabbal Shomim. And a beggar tzavua is also not the Kamil Shom. Yeah.
What's the difference between
the beggar
if the
beggar
is not
Mekabal Tumah? A beggar is Mekabal Tumah. A beggar is Mekabal Tumah. The only thing that's a paper is not Mekabal Tumah, but the God in any beggar. So this is the original grid of the Meir Tzedakah. So if it's less than a grid, or even a grid itself, then it's Tahor. Even on a white bag. So now let's chazer over. When Aisha sees Dam, and she sees dam without any sort of hargosha, she didn't feel the dam coming out, and she finds it on her clothing. She gets undressed and she sees on her clothing, on her undergarment, that there is dam. If that undergarment is colored, she ignores it. Yeah? If it's white and this stain is the size of a grit or less than the size of a grit, then she could also ignore it and there's no need to ask the shayla. Preferably, to be yoytze most shittas, that undergarment should be so dark that you really can't tell that it's done. And the Ramah says that he advises all women to do that. Even though there are achronim, some sorcerer amongst them, that said that the beggar which is tamach l'tzara should not be colored. But the minhag is not like that. The minhag is that the beggar should be colored to be matru from ksamim of the Ramah. Yeah.
If the beggar is colored, it doesn't matter what size the
diamond
is?
If the beggar is colored, it doesn't matter what size the diamond is. Right. As long as she doesn't have argosh. But they have to be careful, because what happens many times is that there's a lot of dam on the beggar. There's a lot of dam on the beggar. You could be sure that there's dam on the goof too. And dam which is on the goof, and if it's more than a grit, then she's the mayor anymore. And you can't hide that. You can't say, well, so it's a lot of dam. So it has to be a type of dam that we'll see what it gets. No, we know it is dam. There's no question it's dam. If you take a medical test on it, you know it's dam. But it's not. They will not go into a dam. Remember, it's a gezeiras kosher that the dam is to come with a hargosha. She has to feel that dam. If she doesn't feel the dam coming out, it's sorry. There's the kosher. Then she's not a needle. That's not what makes a needle. She could hemorrhage chas v'shalom. If she doesn't feel it, that's not a needle. That's the gezeiras hakosher. Even though we know 100% it's done. They call it baggage. It's gezeiras hakosher. Yeah, if you looked at the Gemara that I bring, so the Gemara says it's tuk tukim. One pasuk is vehi gilses mekor d'meho, and it says that twice. So d'meho should have said domo. It's domeho, so it's rabbi. Domeho, it says it twice, that's four. So like any other part of Torah Shabbat said, they were mekabel, which four? Which four reds are tamim, but the reds are not tamim. And they were able to be mastered. Right, David HaMelech was able to be mastered. But we're not able to be mastered. So when they made the gezeiras tamim, they didn't make the gezeiras tamim, at least that's the way I understand it. And a beggar tzavua, because even they couldn't be mafkin on a beggar tzavua, but it was from the Torah, so they weren't going. And not that we can't be mafkin anyhow, but to us, when we look in a blue beggar, a red stain, it looks to us as red as we look in a white beggar. I mean, that's the metzius. If it's a light colored beggar, certainly. But it made such a dark difference that between Dan Torah and Dan Torah, you could no longer tell. So therefore, they were not going there on Ksom. Now, there's an interesting Mishnah. A Mishnah in Nida, which is Mageya very much Ksamim. So, we'll skip a little bit the Mishnah. You'll take a look at it on your own time because we're running out. Yeah.
So, we said this is only Ketan, only thing that should be the Ketan would follow with, along with the Hargosha, is what they first say?
No. A Ketan without a Hargosha, if it's found on a white beggar, or on any other white object, which is mekabel tumah, if it's more than a gris, will be metameh her midarabanan. Even if she had absolutely no hargosha. Now she went and she got undressed and she saw on a white beggar. A pesem, in the Ramah says she should never be wearing a white beggar in order to be matzel herself from tzom. Now we'll see that there are times that she has to wear a white beggar. But in the normal circumstances, when she's not a needle, when she's not in the Shiva Nekiyim, she should not be wearing a white beggar in order to be matzel herself from tumas tzom. Now, the Mishnah says like this. If you go to the middle of the Mishnah, Ma'aseh be'isha acha shebal l'vnei Rabbi Akiva. So the Ma'aseh about Aisha that came in front of Rabbi Akiva. Omra Allah, she said to Rabbi Akiva, Ro'isi kesem, I found a kesem, she came to ask a shayu. Omar lo, shemo makeh hoitzobe, maybe you have a makeh, maybe you have some kind of cut there in the mokum, in the oyster mokum. Omra lo, hey, the choysho, but it got better, it's healed. Omar lo, shemo yechoylo lehigolo lehoitzidam, is it possible that it can go back and somehow open up again and bleed? Omra lo, hey, yeah, the tear of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva's metayer. Ro Talmidov is talking Zebezez, it's all the Talmidim, we're looking at each other like, what's going on? Omar Lohem, Ma'adava Kosher Ben Echem, why do you find that so schwer? Shelom Ruchachomi Ma'adava Lehachmin Ala Lehokim. The Chachomi, when they made the Gezeira, they built in all these coolers. Shenema, because it says in the Pasuk, V'isha Kisi Yezova, Dom Yihi Yezova Bibzora, Dom Belekes. It's all the Gezeira's Chazal, and in this Gezeira's Chazal, you can make it as much as you can. That was the Ma'aseh B'Rabbi Akiva. And if you look in the Mishnah, you look in the Gemara there, you see that you toilet someone on any possibility. If she finds a kesem on a white beggar, and it's more than a gris. And she thinks, or it's possible that she has some kind of a makim that could possibly be moistened down. Even though right now, the state that the makim is in, it's already healed. But it's possible that the makim, the irritation, can go back and become unhealed. And that the dam could come from such an irritation, then in such a case, it's without argosha, you could be made. So whenever an isha sees dam, or finds any sort of dam, and she has even a far out shash, that if she may have some kind of a market, she should call up a rov and ask a shayin. You know, absolutely, she should not hesitate to call up a rov. That's what the rabbonim, the pastor, and the kuzmin are there for, to be bothered with this thing. If she's any far out shash, whatever she could possibly think, to fetch this kesem, she may have had some dam, she may have cut her finger, she had son may have had a nosebleed, the baby may have cut it, anything. She may be kashering meat, the Gemara says. And some of the dam from kashering meat may have come on there. She may have walked by a butcher, and it's dam spritzed on her clothing. Any of these things.
So you find
will render the kesem
solid. You find dam with soil.
Yeah.
Without
Hargosha now. What do you mean, Bibasara?
Internally.
Alright, so that we'll see. That we'll see one thing. Now we have to see another Gemara. Yep. The Gemara says like this. That there's a Gemara that says, I thought I had it here. Oh, the Gemara before, we skipped the Gemara. In neither that Nunzaino is basis. The short Gemara is just one line. Gemara has all kinds of kashas and Shmuel. You know, Shmuel said, "What to kakoilon?" So she's the higher. Then Gemara has a whole omer of kashas from places where you see that there's such a thing as a tumah without argosh. One of those places is where if Isha makes up the dika, so she's the mayor. And the Gemara says, according to you, Shmuel, what happened to Gemara Claire? Maybe she's not the mayor without argosh. The Gemara answers, Le'olam de Hargosha. She really had Hargosha. The aim of Hargosha's eight haven. She thinks that the Bedika cloth, the fact that she's making a Bedika, that hides the Hargosha. So that's the Gemara, it's Muskim in all the places. That whenever Anisha makes a Bedika, the Hargosha of the Bedika, and the whatever Hargosha is required to be Metameh Midoraisa are one and the same. So whenever she finds Zaman a Bedika cloth, even kechardo lopochus meken, she's a nida. That's a mistake that should not be made. In a bedika cloth, there's no such thing as a grease veil. Even kechardo lopochus mechardo is Tameya in Abedika, and that Tuma is suffered derived. Because she may have had an actual Hargosha. And the Gemara says, the Hargosha of Eima Hargosha Seita. That's Muskim in all the poetry, is not Makloikis. So, you always have to chazit this over, all the time. That an Akesem without a Hargosha. Akesem meaning something on her clothing. You need a gris, Beoit, for it to be Tame. An Abedika cloth, something that went inside her goop. Then she needs kechardo lefachos mitin. No matter how small it is, if it's the color of dam, it's tamed bizman hazeh. Because we can't tell the difference which dam is tamed and which dam is soft.
Does it make a difference how far the bedika was?
In other words, so he's asking a question about kinuach. What about if she wiped herself and she didn't go deep inside? Yeah? I'll mention it quickly tonight. We'll go into it in detail at a different time. But as far as the kinuach is concerned, most poskim hold that if she takes a shmata and she wipes herself on the outside, yeah, then there is no din gris on such a thing. If she goes at all inside, I don't mean on the outside, at all inside, any amount inside, there is no din of gris on such a thing. But we'll talk about that in further detail. Yeah? Now. Excuse me? What if she makes a bedika with a colored bag? She takes a colored bag and she puts it inside. It's metabol too. You metame such a bedika. Such a bedika you metame because there you have a sophist there, an actual sophist there. Oh, tissue paper we'll talk about. Tissue paper is not metabol too. How about if she makes a kinuach on tissue paper? That's what everybody wants to know. So such a thing, I'll tell you very bekitza. It's extremely, extremely controversial. Most poskim in Eretz Yisrael, you won't find any poskim that are going to be maker on such a thing. If Aisha finds dam and a kinuach with toilet paper in Eretz Yisrael, then metame the Isha. In America, it's split. The many rabbanim are metame, the many rabbanim are metare. The talmud over is because most of the time that is a kinuach with paper is because the Isha went to be mashed in their line. And then she wipes herself with the toilet paper. And then she finds dam on the toilet paper. So in order to be metayer, we have to say that that's a kesef. And since it's toilet paper, it's not mekabel tumah. So then it's not mekabel tsamim and she's tehoyim. What's difficult about that is that the same Gemara that said Hakosha Zei also says another thing. That Aisha finds dam at the time or close to the time that she's matul mereglayim, she can't possibly feel the Hargosha. The Hatol of Miraglayim also hides the Hargosha. Now she sees dam on the paper. She was just Matul Miraglayim. The Chazal tell us that Roif Domin come with Hargosha. The dam is there. So you have to go ahead and say that she had no Hargosha. The Miraglayim didn't hide the Hargosha. Yeah? And then you'll be able to say that this toilet paper is not the Kabul Tzamim and then she's the Hoyim. It's not an easy thing to say. So all Rabbanim are asking that Aisha should never, ever look in the toilet paper. That should be taught in everybody's home, that Aisha should absolutely not look in the toilet paper, because if she does, she's making a tremendously big shayla that no Rav wants to hear. I mean, I know somebody called Rav Moshe Bitzik, when Rav was such a shayla, you know, the husband called, and he told him, you know, why don't you buy a newspaper? Let her read a newspaper instead of looking in there. And he didn't answer the shayla. He refused to answer the shayla. He hung up the phone. So Rabbanim don't want to hear that type of a shayla. Yeah. Makes no difference if it's colored or not. The shayla is the same. Okay, one more thing. There's another thing that I want to cover tonight. If you take a look in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Tzadik Dalet Siyuf Beis. Hamapelas betoich men eno chosheshes levlat, ava chosheshes mishum nida. If Aisha is matul Rachmana Litzlan, she has a miscarriage within 40 days of her becoming of conception. Afilu loy roas no dam, even if she sees no dam, she temea mishum nida. Why is that? So the Ramon says, mibnei she yevsha letzichas akever beloy dam. This is a machloikis amaroin. If it's yevsha letzichas akever beloy dam, or I yevsha letzichas akever beloy dam, we see clearly Shulchan Aruch passes, it's impossible for the service, the kever is the service, too often, that the dam should not come out. And that's how we pass it. Now let me just explain one thing. It doesn't mean that every time a woman is dilated before she gives birth, she's a nida. It doesn't mean that. I mean, the right poskim, it doesn't mean that. What it means is that if the cervix is dilated and something comes out of the uterus, which is not dam, right, like a navel, so that will draw dam with it. Even though you never see the dam, even though you have no argosha, you don't know anything about this dam, and you never find dam, she's a nida even without dam. Like the case in the Shulchan Aruch, where a navel came out, there was no dam, there was a tzichas akever, yes, there was a tzichas akever, veloy dam. What's that nageya us? What's nageya us is bedikas aroit. When Aisha goes to a doctor, and the doctor makes an internal examination, where he takes an instrument, and that instrument is put in through the cervix, if that instrument is bigger than the size of an etzva in width, that's considered psichos akever. And when that instrument comes out, it will draw down with it, even if you never see that down. And therefore, most achronim are metame de isha, even without any down. Practically speaking, it doesn't happen too much. Because most doctors don't make that type of internal examination. Even the ones that do, from what I know, the instrument is smaller than the size of an etzba. But since it is a sofek, the halakha is by any sofek, called madeshen levar levarina. And if a woman goes to such an internal examination that's done with an instrument, if it's done with the doctor's hand, then it's nothing. But if it's done with an instrument, then she should ask the doctor what kind of instrument was used, how thick was the instrument, and then if she has a shayla, she should call up a rov to see if she is the mayor nida because of the bedikas aroit. Yeah, a lot of people ask this kasha. You know, tzichas akever only causes dam if something comes out. They ask this kasha and annoy the Behuda. How can that be? So Rav Kook says very poshut. The instrument is coming out. The instrument that went in is coming out, and that's what's drawing the dam. So that's bedikas aroit. Then there's a dinyan letters which I want to see, but I want to go to a very important point. We have 5 minutes. The last thing that it says on the sheet.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah.
Water breaks in the
Tumas Yoledes, we're going to have a special shiur about that. That's not that poshut. According to a lot of poshut, if she breaks the water, she's a nida. But there are poshut that hold not like that. We'll talk about that. There's a poshut in the Torah. Imacheres yikach loy. It's talking about a man who married a shifcha, and imacheres yikach loy, he's taking another wife. So he's not allowed to prevent from her sustenance. You have to feed her, and you have to buy her clothing, and you also have to have with her tashmish amita, relation. Now tashmish amita doesn't just mean tashmish amita, it means she has to be satisfied in the inyone issues. And that's a laugh in the Torah. If a person is not mekayim that, so he's over a laugh. Torah says, no secrets allowed. So they're right, sir. Even though Tamachloik is exactly what Oinoso Sheira is that, Father Ramban and Rashi, but Lemai says, whatever it is, it's certainly a laugh in the Torah when a person is not able to be Mekayim, the Inyone issues with his wife. Therefore, Hilchos Nida is not like any other halakha in Abacha or Shulchan Aruch. Because if a person is an Erlich Yid, and comes Shabbos and he doesn't know, is this muksa? It isn't muksa. So what does he do? He'll go to a rov. Can't find a rov. He'll be machmes. If it may be muksa, I won't take it off the table. He doesn't know if something is kosher or if it's not kosher. He'll go to a rov. It is kosher. Can't find a rov. He'll be machmes. He won't eat it. Inshallah, that's what an erev chiyit does. Anything in Shulchan Aruch, even benodim lechaveiro. You know, is this geneva? Is it not geneva? I'm not taking a chance. I'm not doing it. Is it ribbis? Is it not ribbis? I'm not going to take a chance. When it comes to Nida, you can't do that. Because what happens? You have a Shaylin Hilchus Nida and you don't know. So what are you going to do? So you're going to say, well, I'm an Erlich Yid, I'm going to be Machmir. And Okinami, that's what you, in the bottom line, that's what you have to do. But you have to realize that that Chumrah is a Kula and a Laf in the Torah of Enosho Loisik. If you're Metami Aisha Sheloi Kedin, either because you didn't know,
or because the Rav made a mistake?
There's an oinish for that. The Gemara says Yeshua ben Nun was not zoyche to a ben Zachar because he was metame ben Yisrael laila achas. Yeshua ben Nun thought that when the Aron is moving, which was wrong, and Meila, his oinish was that he wasn't zoyche to Ben ben Zachar. And there's many Gemaras like that. So that's why Yechus Nida is something that everybody's mechuyuf to know and to know it clear. Because if you don't know it clear, then there's only one option. Avadi, nobody's allowed to be over and need to courage just because they want to be Mekai or not the secret. The Arab El Yava. I don't know if you know that, but if somebody will come and put a gun to somebody's head, if you don't have tashmish with your wife now while she's a Nida, I will kill you. You mechuyuf to let yourself be killed. It's one of the shloish of the shloish of Eretz Chamuz. The Arab El Yava. It's a riot. As a matter of fact, we learn all arayas from Nida. But even so, the chiyuv is there on the part of every younger man to know these halachas as clear as possible and to constantly chazer it over. And also, at least to know when to ask shaylas and not to hesitate that if there's a mara or there's a kesem, not to just be metame, not to be metame the deacons without asking a rov. Because if you do that, so you didn't do any big tzidkas because you think you're a mafun, you're a big tzaddik, but on the other hand, you're not such a big tzaddik in the midst of a not a loy seeker. That's why Hilchus Nida is important to know Hilchus Nida clear, and the Chochmas Adam says that he constantly chazed Hilchus Nida his whole entire life, and then he has a shtikul tfila, and Baruch Hashem, I was never nichshel in anything Hilchus Nida. Now, a lot of people take that to mean that he was never etash shamita with a Nida, and I don't think that's what he meant. What he meant is that he was never over any of these surim that have anything to do with Nida. Whether it has to do with the Harkokas, because the Harkokas, if the halach is in Shulchan Aruch that you can't pass Aisha Nida, anything directly, that's no different than the halach in Shulchan Aruch that you're not allowed to eat a pastrami sandwich or a glass of milk. It's the same derabban. So if a person does not do those halachas and is nishon in those, it's no different than being nishon in any other Yisur derabban. And Kol Shekhen in the Yisurei, that's it. The mitzvah next week will continue. Is that done, Myers?
Yeah.
Huh?